Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 21, verse 4. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way. It's the classic scene from movies that has moms and dads nodding their head. Everyone's excited to get in the car and hit the road on vacation, but now the trip is beginning to seem long. The question comes up with ever-increasing frequency. Are we there yet? Then the kids begin to murmur and moan in the back seat. Then the quarreling and fighting gets underway. Finally, it reaches a crescendo when exasperated parents thunder out that familiar phrase which declares that they've now crossed the line. Don't make me turn this car around. Israel discovered what happened when it reached that point during their travel to the Promised Land. Moses tells us they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient on the way, and now it looked like their groaning and grumbling was soon about to scuttle the trip altogether. At first, that may leave us scratching our heads. Did they forget that only a short while ago they were slaves in Egypt and crying to get out? Had they lost sight of their joyous destination ahead? They were muttering against Moses like cranky kids cooped up in the back seat of the family car. But then it got worse. Now they began to grouse about God himself. Only a few chapters earlier, we hear God ask, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites." But it didn't stop. In fact, it grew worse. They began to bellyache about God's gifts to them of their freedom and food. Brazenly, they bleated, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Think of how you might feel if your teens or toddlers slapped away the sandwiches you prepared lovingly for the trip. But consider our own situation. We're with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus is with us right now and all the way. We were slaves to sin and death, but now we've been rescued. We're on our way to heaven. And yet think about how often we slip into grumbling and complaining. We take our impatience out on each other and our leaders in church. Consider how distressing this must be for God. But now consider all the complaints that we cast his way as well. In Israel's case, it had reached the point where God had enough. Moses said, "Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them, and they bit the people, and many Israelites died." He responded to their hissy fit with hissing snakes. Does that seem harsh? It was. There were those, as Moses points out, who didn't complete the trip. But did you notice the surprising thing that God didn't do? He didn't announce that he was turning the car around. He didn't tell them that they were all going back to Egypt and the slavery they left behind. This event brought them to repentance. They cried out to Moses, saying, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you." Instead of turning the car around, God turned them around. And having been called to repentance and faith, he turns us around as well. We cry out and confess our sins to him, and he shows us where mercy is to be found. He directs our attention to our Savior Jesus Christ. The nation completed the trip to the destination as he had promised. They settled in, and from their descendants came the Savior who would take away their sins and the sins of the world, including yours and mine. In fact, God used a remarkable object lesson, which we'll talk about in greater detail tomorrow, to point forward to Jesus, who would be lifted up on a cross to pay for our sins, including those times when we gripe and complain. As a result of his mercy, you and I have forgiveness, life, and salvation in his name. Instead of poking one another like kids in the back seat of the car, we can serve and encourage one another in love, and all the more as we draw closer to our destination. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for not canceling our salvation, for not turning the car around. Thank you instead for having had mercy on us and your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may continue with him to our heavenly home with you. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.